Get more Nothing Much Happens with bonus episodes, extra long stories, and ad-free listening, all while supporting the show you love. Subscribe now.
Shopping is hard.
I can never find anything in my size.
I don't even know my size.
I buy my clothes the same place I buy my groceries.
There's a better way. Make it easy with Stitch Fix. Just share your size, style, budget, and done. Your personal stylist sends pieces picked just for you.
That was easy.
Stitch Fix, online personal styling for everyone. Free shipping and returns, no subscription required. Get started today at stitchfix.com.
Welcome to Bedtime Stories for Everyone, in which nothing much happens. You feel good, and then you fall asleep. I'm Catherine Nicolai. I read and write all the stories you hear on Nothing Much Happens. Audio engineering is by Bob Wittersheim. We give to a different charity each week, and this week, we are giving to the Atchu Foundation, which is passionate about helping homeless street dogs and cats get the safety and medical care they need. You can learn more about them in our show notes. For ad-free and bonus episodes, you can subscribe to our Premium Plus feed. We have special, extra-long eps. We call them Slightly More Happens. I know, I crack me up. And right now we are working on a super-sized 8-hour-long ep to carry you all the way through the night. You can learn more about that, as well as our subscription wind-down box, full of hand-picked, full-size products for self-care rituals, and 3 exclusive mini-episodes, all through the links in our show notes. Now, we need to guide your mind to find good sleep. Without a gentle tether, it can wander endlessly. And not only will that keep you up, it can give you the 3 a.m. existential dreads. So let me help. All you need to do is listen. Just gently focus on the sound of my voice. I'll tell you a soft, simple story, and I'll tell it twice, going a little slower the second time through. Probably before I get more than a few minutes in, you'll be asleep. If you wake later in the night, don't hesitate to turn an episode right back on. And have some patience if you are new here. This is brain training, and it takes some repetition. Our story tonight is called Summer at the Library, Part 2, and it's a continuation of last week's story, but you don't really need to hear part one to enjoy part two. It's a story about a special summer program that brings littles and furry friends together at a favorite place. It's also about red popsicles, sounding out big words, beach towels spread on the patio stones, book recommendations, and enjoying the feeling of having something to look forward to. Now, it's time. Set down your stuff. Relinquish your device. We don't need it where we are going. Make yourself as comfortable as you can. Pull the blanket up over your shoulder and feel your jaw relaxing. Limbs growing heavy as they drop into the bed. Draw a deep breath in through the nose and sigh from your mouth. Let's do one more. Breathe in and out. Good. Summer at the Library, Part 2. So far, this day was a success. And I had every reason to think we'd make it through the rest of our plans without many hiccups. We just had to get through the last leg of our walk through the trails. We'd devised this kids and dogs bit of summer programming at the library to allow our young patrons to check out a pooch for a few hours. We'd done some simple training, learning how to approach a dog, how to walk them safely on their lead, how to ask them to sit and give them a treat. And the kids, along with their grown-ups, were now out on the trails behind the library. And while the enthusiasm hadn't worn off since setting out, the kids were getting hungry for a snack. The day was warm and humid, and the woods could be a little bit buggy. Everyone wanted to have a cold drink, preferably on our shady patio, where the dogs' water bowls were set out and the squeaky toys were waiting. I made a mental note for next time to make the walk just a little shorter, especially in the warmest months. Oh, that made me think how fun this would be in the autumn. Oh gosh, we could do a spooky Halloween-themed hike. The dogs and the kids could wear costumes. We could read ghost stories on the patio with candy. I giggled to myself as I brought up the rear, watching the line of young readers and dogs in front of me. I love having things to look forward to. I noticed one of the littlest kids starting to fall behind. She was walking a collie who patiently slowed to a stop beside her as she talked to her grown-up. I approached the grown-up as he scooped her up and took the leash in his other hand, trying to manage both of them on the trail. "Are those little legs getting tired?" I asked, and reached out to help with the leash. He relinquished it to me with a grateful smile, hitching the little girl up onto his hip. "Yep, I think she needs a little break." I petted the collie on her head. Gave her a scratch behind the ears as we set off toward the patio. "We've got popsicles up ahead," I said to the little girl. "What flavor do you want?" She leaned her head against her grown-up's chest and peered over at me. Considering what I knew was a big decision. "Red," she finally said. Oh, I made sure there were extra reds. And we made popsicles, too, with banana and peanut butter, so your dog can have one. We looked down at the collie together. She had long, pretty fur, a fluffy white chest like a lion's mane, and gold and black fur on her back and face. I checked the tag on her collar and saw that she was named Butterbean. When we made it up onto the cool patio, the pop and pup sickles were being handed out, and the little girl was happy to eat hers while holding the stick of Butterbeans for the dog. We added ice to the water bowls and opened all the umbrellas for maximum shade. We laid out beach towels and donated picnic blankets on the patio stones so the kids could comfortably sit down with their pooch friends for some story time. It seemed we'd planned this part well. The kids and dogs were a little tired, so it was the perfect time to relax together and listen to a story or two. We pulled a stack of books from the children's section that we thought might interest this audience. Stories about dogs, of course. Dogs who found their way home after long adventures. Dogs who helped their people navigate in their wheelchairs. Dogs who got over their fears. Dogs with magical powers. One who solved mysteries, and one who loved to dance. When we showed each cover, there were excited calls from the kids. They clapped and laughed, just looking at the pictures. I sat in the storyteller's chair, and we picked a book to start with. I slowly turned the pages and watched the faces. Not just of the kids who ate popsicles and stared back at me with red and purple stains around their mouths, but of the pups too, who tilted their heads to one side and then the other as I voiced different characters. What an audience they were. As I closed the first book, I sighed and said I was afraid I wouldn't be reading any of the others. There was a sad gasp from the kids, and I held the silence for a beat. Then told them that was because they were going to read them to the dogs. "Wow," they said. In a flash, they were up on their feet, tiredness forgotten. We quickly handed around some wet wipes to clean away the stickiness before they picked a book. Each child chose a story and settled down on a blanket with a pup. Some of them stuck to the dog they'd taken for a walk. I noticed the little girl who liked red popsicles was showing Butterbean the cover of the book about the dog detective. And others had swapped or even made groups. In one corner of the patio, three kids acted out a story to a Dalmatian and two dachshunds. I snapped a few pictures for our newsletter. The kids took storytelling seriously, and I caught a few photos with one boy who was sounding out a big word, his finger on the page, while his dear chocolate lab friend listened so intently, his tail thumping on the blanket behind him. The grown-ups gathered on the benches, helped themselves to the last box of popsicles, and had as much fun as the kids and dogs as they listened. While things were winding up, I laid some pamphlets for the dog rescue out on one of the tables. There was a packet for each dog, with a photo and a description of their temperament, an ideal home. We thought it would be fun to include some book recommendations along with them. We can't help it. We're librarians. We will recommend books. Adventure books to go with the high-energy dogs. Books about anxiety to go with the shy ones. Books about grandparents to go with the senior pooches. My hand lingered over Butterbean's packet. I had a feeling his little girl and her grown-up might want to know more about her. Just then, a little hand reached across the table for it, and I looked down to see the little girl. Her grown-up hoisted her up so she could grab it, and they went to read over the adoption details next to the collie. It had been a perfect day at the library. Summer at the Library, Part 2. So far, this day was a success. And I had every reason to think we'd make it through the rest of our plans without many hiccups. We just had to get through the last leg of our walk through the trails. We'd devised this kids and dogs bit of summer programming at the library to allow our young patrons to check out a pooch for a few hours. We'd done some simple training, learning how to approach a dog, how to walk them safely on their lead, how to ask them to sit and give them a treat. And the kids, along with their grown-ups, were now out on the trails behind the library. And while the enthusiasm hadn't worn off since setting out, the kids were getting hungry for a snack. The day was warm and humid, and the woods could be a little buggy. Everyone wanted to have a cold drink, preferably on our shady patio, where the dogs' water bowls were set out and the squeaky toys were waiting. I made a mental note for next time to make the walk just a little shorter, especially in the warmest months. Oh, that made me think how fun this would be in the autumn. Oh gosh, we could do a spooky Halloween-themed hike. The dogs and the kids could wear costumes. And we could read ghost stories on the patio with candy. I giggled to myself as I brought up the rear, watching the line of young readers and dogs in front of me. I love having things to look forward to. I noticed one of the littlest kids starting to fall behind. She was walking a collie, who patiently slowed to a stop beside her as she talked to her grown-up. I approached the grown-up as he scooped her up and took the leash in his other hand, trying to manage both of them on the trail. "Are those little legs getting tired?" I asked, and reached out to help with the leash. He relinquished it to me with a grateful smile, hitching the little girl higher onto his hip. "Yep, I think she needs a little break." I petted the collie on her head, gave her a scratch behind the ears as we set off toward the patio. "Well, we've got popsicles up ahead," I said to the little girl. "What flavor do you want?" She leaned her head against her grown-up's chest and peered over at me, considering what I knew was a big decision. "Red," she finally said. "Oh, I made sure there were extra reds. And we made pupsicles, too, with banana and peanut butter, so your dog can have one." We looked down at the collie together. She had long, pretty fur, a fluffy white chest like a lion's mane, and gold and black fur on her back and face. I checked the tag on her collar and saw that she was named Butterbean. When we made it up onto the cool patio, the pop and pup sickles were being handed out, and the little girl was happy to eat her own while holding the stick of butter beans for her. We added ice to the water bowls and opened up all of the umbrellas for maximum shade. We laid out beach towels and donated picnic blankets on the patio stones so the kids could comfortably sit with their pooch friends for some story time. It seemed we'd planned this part well. The kids and the dogs were a little tired, so it was the perfect time to relax together and listen to a story or two. We'd pulled a stack of books from the children's section that we thought might interest this audience. Stories about dogs, of course. Dogs who found their way home after long adventures. Dogs who helped their people navigate in their wheelchairs. Dogs who got over their fears. Dogs with magical powers. One who solved mysteries. And one who loved to dance. When we showed each cover, there were excited calls from the kids. They clapped and laughed, just looking at the pictures. I sat in the storyteller's chair, and we picked a book to start with. I slowly turned the pages and watched the faces, not just of the kids who ate popsicles and stared back at me with red and purple stains around their mouths, but of the pups too, who tilted their heads to one side and then the other, as I voiced different characters. What an audience they were. As I closed the first book, I sighed and said I was afraid I wouldn't be reading any of the others. There was a sad gasp from the kids, and I held the silence for a beat, then told them that was because they were going to read them to the dogs. Wow, they said. In a flash, they were up on their feet. Tiredness forgotten. We quickly handed around some wet wipes to clean away the stickiness before they picked a book. Each child got to choose a story and settled down on a blanket with a pup. Some of them stuck to the dog they'd taken for a walk. I noticed the little girl who liked red popsicles was showing Butterbean the cover of the book about the dog detective. And others had swapped or even made groups. In one corner of the patio, three kids acted out a story to a Dalmatian and two dachshunds. I snapped a few pictures for our newsletter. The kids took the storytelling seriously. And I caught a few photos with one boy who was sounding out a big word. His finger on the page, while his dear chocolate lab friend listened so intently, his tail thumping on the blanket behind him. The grown-ups gathered on the benches and helped themselves to the last box of popsicles and had as much fun as the kids and dogs as they listened. While things were winding up, I laid some pamphlets for the dog rescue out on the tables. There was a packet for each dog, with a photo and a description of their temperament and ideal home. We thought it would be fun to include some book recommendations along with them. We can't help it. We're librarians. We will recommend books. Adventure books to go with the high energy dogs. Books about anxiety to go with the shy ones. Books about grandparents to go with the senior pooches. My hand lingered over Butterbean's packet. I had a feeling her little girl and her grown-up might want to know more about her. Just then, a little hand reached across the table for it, and I looked down to see the little girl. Her grown-up hoisted her up so she could grab the packet, and they went to read over the adoption details next to the collie. It had been a perfect day at the library. Sweet dreams.